You're listening to Wisdom of the Ancients, where ancient wisdom is remembered.
Hello and welcome. Welcome, everyone. Welcome to Wisdom of the Ancients. Thank you so much for being here. It's a beautiful space, so thank you so much for bringing your incredible energy. We're going to have an amazing show. We really have a treat for you today. I'm your host, Ian Shelley. Thanks for being here in the energy and the collective consciousness. Thanks for being here to hear about the wisdom that's going to come through. You know, the wisdom of the ancients is about ancient wisdom, but it's not just about what was once known and ancient practices, but also all wisdom from all realms, all galaxies. And the theme for this series is expressions of truth and expansion. So may we all be open to receiving any messages that the divine has for us. So we call in now, we call in the ancient ones, we call in the beings of love, light, power, and service to support us today, to open our hearts. So let me introduce our next guest to you. Jim Oliver is a globally recognized pioneer in transformational music and sound healing. He has now added the dimension of coordinated color, light frequencies to his incredible music. Jim has developed a unique lighting system he calls Harmonies of Light that plays the colors that are mathematically and harmonically related to the musical tones on his keyboard as he spontaneously welcomes the music of the spheres. Jim creates expansive and engaging unique pieces of transformational music and harmonizing color and visible light. This offers the greatest opportunity for creating the most coherence in your energy field so that you can hold the highest frequency possible. So when you join Jim as the individual instrument, you vibrate at a higher frequency. The whole group's vibration is simultaneously raised. This nurtures the whole collective of Mother Earth herself and empowers you to fully be your multidimensional self. Jim's transformational music is an ideal way to help you disengage from the programming of distress, disconnection, distortion, disharmony, disease, and unravel entanglements. So it gives me great pleasure to welcome Jim to the show. Welcome, Jim.
Hi, Ian, and hello, everyone. Thank you so much for taking the time to join us today. Greatly appreciated and look forward to sharing with you.
Absolutely. And, you know, everyone, this is the first time that Jim Oliver is actually on Wisdom of the Ancients. And many of you know Jim. But, of course, there will be some of you who don't know Jim. But I think everyone today is going to be in for a special treat. And Jim's going to be talking about how music and the frequency of sound deepens our connection with Source. And Jim's going to be playing some clips. So we'll actually have you listen to some music. And in a moment, I'm going to be asking Jim around the transformational nature of his music. So all of us are in for a very, very special treat. And so we've got music lined up for you, and then, you know, we'll see how it goes with the time. We might also do a longer musical meditation. So beautiful, beautiful. You know, Jim, let's get this started by maybe having you share with people who haven't worked with you before and maybe aren't quite as familiar with your music. You know, from a perspective of you're more than a musician. You're an instrument yourself, and you've also shared that we're all instruments. Can you tell us a little bit about how you came to really realize and accept that you are an instrument of the divine?
Well, thank you, Ian. My musical life started very, very young. When I was about 3.5 years old, I was at my uncle's house, and he was playing piano and organ, and this was in the mid-50s, and this sparkling gold energy came through the wall, over the organ and piano, and came into me, and my whole body and being shook and shuddered, and I knew at that moment that music was my path in this lifetime, that it touched me so deeply, so profoundly, that I mercilessly bugged my parents to start taking piano lessons. And when I was about 5, I started piano and then went on to organ. And, you know, I would fake being sick from school so I could stay home and practice piano, because I couldn't go out and play, you know, ball and ride my bike or anything, but it was okay to practice piano. And probably in my first 10 years of school, I was absent for half of them. I just love playing piano and experimenting and playing notes, and I would hear the teacups rattle, I would hear the screen door rattle, and when family gatherings would happen, you know, aunts and uncles and grandparents would come over and say, oh, how much they enjoyed it, and it would, you know, change the mood. It was so observational, seeing how people would totally transform when you would start to play music. And I always wanted to do something where music was the primary function, you know, rather than accompanimental, like, I majored in classical organ in college, so you play in a lot of churches and, thousands of masses and church services. And, you know, you play when they come in, you play when they go out, you play for the various parts, you play accompanying hymns, so it's always secondary. And then I went off and I did Vegas and Tahoe for most of the 70s, on the road 52 weeks a year, 7 days a week, living in hotels. And same thing, you know, it's accompanimental. You're accompanying dinner, you're accompanying dancing, you're accompanying something else. And then in the late 70s, I moved back home, got off the road, and set up my keyboards. And I had a really small little cottage on a lake. And I set up my keyboards, and from the earlier days, I started playing out when I was 14, playing bars. And some of the guys that used to go to one of the places I played were friends with a next-door neighbor of mine. And they were kind of a rugged crowd, I would say. And they'd come over to the house, and I'd sit them on the sofa, and I'd start to play. And within a few minutes, total transformation. They would calm down, they would mellow out, they would sometimes even fall asleep. I'd give them a harmonica, and while I was playing on the, you know, the Hammond B3 organ or on the piano, you know, and say, okay, just kind of make up words and blow through the harmonica, and I get them jamming, and it was just remarkable. And I said, I'm onto something. Helping people to help themselves through music, to have them connect to something far deeper than they would normally explore through music, which is, you know, again, traditionally entertainment and secondary. When I moved to New Mexico in the early 80s, connected with a fellow who is a naturopathic doctor, oriental medical doctor, kinesiologist, and he was needing to have a root canal done and was very sensitive to Novocaine pain medication. And I said, well, you know, remember the old days we used to ride, you know, motorcycles, a two-stroke, and you go down to the beach. And by the time you got there, your arms and hands were so numb you couldn't even pick up a glass of water. How about if we find the frequencies that will create that same kind of vibrational numbness in the area where you're having the root canal in the tooth? And so using muscle testing, working with specific frequencies, which are the pitch of the note, and waveforms, which are the basically the instrument sound. There's sine wave, which is like a flute sound. It looks like an S on its side. There's square wave, which looks exactly like a square on an oscilloscope, and that's woodwinds. There's sawtooth, which are brass, trumpet, trombone. So if you play that instrument into a microphone hooked up to an oscilloscope, that's the pattern that you see. And each one resonates differently with your physical body and your emotional and energetic body and being. I, you know, think of body, mind, spirit, and emotions. They're all integrated. And, you know, there's a specific tone that will work with a specific point. Then you add a second tone, now you have an interval. And if the notes are close together, it's a little bit more potentially dissonant. As they move further apart, it's more open. You add a third note, and now you have a chord, major, minor, augmented, diminished, chords with leading tones that draw you into, like the soundtrack of a movie, or, you know, wonderful blues band. You know, they're playing the seventh chord, and it leads you to the next one, to the resolution. There's chords that are called suspensions, that when you play that chord and it kind of hovers and is asking for resolution. So you set these musical patterns up that you align with suspension, resolution, problem, solution. And we just over a course of the 15 years, we did a process that I called Sinphonics. We worked with over 1,000 people, diabetes, brain tumors, cerebral palsy, MS, cervical cancer, breast cancer. I mean, you name it, hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of things. And by finding the specific frequency and waveform that would balance any weak muscle tests. So anybody who's been to a kinesiologist for chiropractor or for a naturopath who would find, oh, well, here you're low in vitamin C, or an acupuncturist, here there's an imbalance in CV219 cardiovascular governing vessel, acupuncture points, anything that would test weak when a specific frequency and waveform is played, the correct one, that would go strong. And I mean so strong that literally, you know, if somebody held their arm out to the side, you know, this 200-pound guy could literally do a chin-up off of their arm out to their side, turn the sound off, it drops, turn the sound on, lifts you right back off the ground. It's that profoundly restorative of that, restoring energy to that system that is experiencing distress, distortion, disharmony, dis-ease. And then I would compose a piece of music specifically based on those frequencies and waveforms that guided me to what key to play in, major key, minor key, orchestrations, strings, flutes, choir. We would also sometimes integrate their voice, have them sing tones that I could, you know, with digital samplers, layer into the music, and people were getting well simply because you're restoring that balance and harmony, two words that really are so overused that we don't pay attention to them, really. It's just kind of like, hey, harmony and balance, and off you go. But when you think about how profound being in harmony and being in balance, being in scuba divers, you know, neutral buoyancy. You're not having to work to rise closer to the surface. You're not having to work to stay at the level you're at. You're not sinking. You're neutral buoyancy. And that's the whole idea, is to present that state of neutral buoyancy, zero point field, however you want to relate to it, of this absolute place of no illusions of lack, no false perceptions, truly that place of you, your true self. That's really what I feel our path to awakening and illumination is. It's really going to your true self. And music, you know, in synthesis, we have additive and subtractive. That's one form of synthesis, where you can add waveforms or you can subtract waveforms. Well, music has the capacity, and we talk about potentials and possibilities, but it has the capacity to literally rinse away, to wash clean and free and clear any of those areas where there are entanglements, where there are where there's hooking, where there's grasping, and rinse that free, and what's left is you, your true self. And that's the whole purpose of the music, my life. You know, I started on this, I'm in my mid-60s, I don't mind telling you, and I started playing piano when I was 5. And really have been on this path of transformational healing music for 40 years. And it's amazing if you just shift gears a little bit and not think of music as secondary and background and filler. And when you experience music as a primary experience and a fully immersion experience, and now, as you mentioned in the beautiful intro, thank you, color, harmonies of light, and we can talk about that in a little bit for integrating that now into the energy field being offered by the music.
Mm. Wow. Thank you for that that overview. There's so many things that are coming to mind, and I think for the benefit of the audience, what I'd love to ask, Jim, is, you know, you mentioned restoring the balance and harmony. You mentioned that beautifully the capacity to wash away the entanglement. So if you could, let's pretend that all of us don't know anything about music, so don't go into the theory around the music, but help us understand, you know, what is happening where music is becoming this universal healer, or maybe not becoming, it is this universal healer, everything from lack programming to cellular changes. It's really this very, very broad brush that music has the ability or the capacity to heal on so many levels. What's happening there?
Okay. Perfect. Perfect, beautiful question. In the early days, in the early 80s, my wife Jan gave me a book called Cymatics. And I'm sure many of you have seen Cymatics videos or photos. They take a plate of steel, put a pile of sand on it, play a frequency in it, and that pile of sand migrates into a beautiful mandala-like pattern. Change the frequency, the pattern changes. It works with water, works with a pile of sand, it works with cinnamon. If you can attend one of our Harmonies of Light live stream events, we integrate Cymatics video into the colors. And you can see as the tones, the frequencies change, the pattern in the water changes. Our bodies, beings, are responding the exact same way. If you're experiencing distortion, disharmony, distress, disconnection, disillusion, and you present a vibrational model of you in your optimal state, we tend to be drawn to being in harmony with our environment. That's in our nature, to be in harmony with our environment. So when you offer frequencies and vibration that give you balance and harmony, waveforms that are balanced, frequencies that restore energy and vitality to your parasympathetic nervous system, chord progressions, modulations that empower and create a sense of majesty within the self, a sense of beauty, and connect on a galactic realm with the super high frequencies, and connect on a very deep earth level, deeply grounded. And being grounded is absolutely essential, that it doesn't just stay, you know, out in the ethers, that it actually is embodied, fully embodied. And one of the things I do with the music, as you'll hear when we do a couple of samples, lots of low bass. If you play a bass wave all by itself and you look on an oscilloscope, you see this big, long wave form centered on the center line, on the horizontal line. If you then play a high frequency sound, you'll see a very close together, the peaks are very, very close together, tracking down the center line of the oscilloscope. But if you play the low frequency and the high frequency simultaneously, the high frequency actually piggybacks or modulates, it tracks along the bass wave. So the bass is a carrier for the higher frequencies, and that expands out on harmonics. For those people that are musical, we have, if you look at a piano, there's, you know, middle C, and then an octave above is another C, and another octave, another C was about, we can hear about 10 octaves, and a piano is about 8.5 octaves. So when you go up to the highest frequency we can hear, which is about 20,000 cycles a second, and the lowest is about 20 cycles a second, if you go up an octave, you double the frequency. So if you're playing 100 cycle a second, the octave above is 200. Next octave, 400, 800, 1600. Well, you go 20,000, 40,000, 80,000, 35 octaves above the highest sound we can hear, and that passes through ultrasound, radio waves, AM, FM, maritime, and then into visible light. And at 400 trillion cycles a second, you get the color red. Just below that's infrared. You go through the colors of the rainbow up to violet, and above that is ultraviolet. Then X-rays, gamma rays, cosmic rays. So that's the electromagnetic frequency spectrum, and it's all mathematically, harmonically connected through that octave principle. So I developed a lighting system that as I play the notes on the keyboard, the mathematically, harmonically related colors shine. And, you know, when you look at the page, the beautiful pages that Ethan and his team put together, you'll see some photos of harmonies of light. That's not Photoshop. That's exactly when I play in the studio and we do the harmonies of light, those colors shine. So you're not only receiving frequency and vibration that's harmonically attuned to your body and being, but you're also receiving 35 octaves up mathematically, harmonically related colors. And that expands that vessel of offering and of appeal to your beingness, and the chord progressions engage the emotions, you know, just like the soundtrack in a movie. You want to engage the emotions because the emotions are what's in the driver's seat. And, you know, we're all on the path. We're all in this together. Nobody rides for free. We're all working on our stuff. And the music helps to wash away, release, like getting a massage, like getting a sonic massage. It releases those areas of tension. It allows the energy to flow. And as you listen to the music over and over and over again for years and years and years, you receive it differently each time because you're evolving, and those areas that used to be tight and restricted now have loosened up, and then now the music is resonating like two tuning forks side by side. You tap one, and if they're the same, you know, the same pitch tuning forks, the second one will start to vibrate because it picks up that energy. So that's how it works, is with harmonic resonance, sympathetic vibration, cymatics, vibrating the cells of your body and your being and realigning and onto the electromagnetic spectrum with color. And I truly feel that we can help with repatterning DNA and restoring balance and harmony to our beings at that level, at a DNA level. Yeah. Absolutely.
Wow. Fascinating, Jim. So the music itself, it's so important to listen to specific types of music because it carries a completely different vibration and a completely different frequency to, mainstream music. I mean, this is...
Absolutely.
Yeah, so this is music that has been, you're a channel and you're an instrument and you've been gifted the ability to create with this music to further really a divine or a universal purpose, and that's to raise vibration and to help us raise our consciousness. Can you, before we go to the clips, and everyone, we're going to go to some amazing musical clips in just a little bit, because that's really the the show is about. But Jim, talk to us about how this is going to help us raise our consciousness, because everyone listening today and in this community has certainly one thing in common, maybe many things, but one thing is we're all interested in expanding not only our own consciousness, but certainly consciousness on this planet and beyond. So how does your music work to invite raising consciousness?
As we become more self-aware, and that comes through inquiry, that comes through meditation, that comes through introspection. As we give ourselves that gift of the time that's necessary to meditate and be more connected to ourselves and be more in balance with ourselves. As we go out in the world and connect with other people, that vibration, just like two tuning forks, the aspects of you that are radiating a love energy, a calm, compassionate energy, people who are needing that will feel that and be naturally drawn. Then they go out and connect with other people. 1 + 1 = 2, 2 + 2 = 4, 4 + 4 = 8, 8 + 8 = 16.
Mm-hmm.
It expands and multiplies as that resonant field with intentionality, mindfulness, and purposefulness. And the music is there as an offering of a safe, peaceful place to explore and experiment. Life is experimental. It's an exploration. We try things and we learn from that. And we keep moving and growing. And the music, as you'll experience in the clips, we've got several to play. Some are more sustained, where you're connecting more with different tonal centers in the body. And then some clips, as we'll get to more towards the end of our call today, are much more dynamic. You know, let's face it, life is dynamic, and sometimes it's chaotic. And if you are in a highly agitated state, and somebody just plays dong, you know, a single tone, well, you know, that can help to bring, you know, the energy into focus and into calmness. But you kind of need to engage where you're at, have some movement, some flow, you know, in musical style, arpeggios, the kinds of things that they just wash up and down and they connect, and, you know, like a massage therapist is going from your toes to the top of your head and back and forth and just kind of overall smoothing out the energy. Then you can start to focus on the specific areas and specific points and work a little more deeply. And the music mirrors that. The music is really a metaphor for relax, receive, release, resonate, rejuvenate, and radiate. The music's a metaphor for all of those aspects, and showing up in openness and full permission for full participation, allow yourself to truly receive and you know, feel safe and peaceful and comfortable, and allow yourself to receive on truly a cellular vibrational level and experience the music from that perspective.
Beautiful. Yeah. I'm really looking forward to playing these clips. So let's do that. And as we deciding which ones to play, maybe Jim, if you can feel into which one you feel the audience should hear first. Everyone is going to be around probably 4 minutes long, so I'll let Jim speak briefly about the music. But you know, get into a place. And of course, Jim, if you can just give people instructions. But I just wanted to. Well, guidance, maybe not instructions, just guidance. What I wanted to say is, you know, I think so many of us are deeply, deeply moved by music. And in some cases, it's the regular kind of / secular music. Or in many cases, it's also, you know, maybe from the, you know, Eastern traditions where we just really resonate with that music. But even if you take something like, you know, Yo-Yo Ma or, I mean, some of the music like the 7 Years of
Absolutely.
Death, you know, just... It's like amazing, amazing music. And even some of the secular music, there's something about music. And I can only imagine what it would be like when you actually look at music and actually dance, or maybe not dance with the music, but you embrace that music, as you mentioned, as primary and not secondary. I can only imagine the effect that it has. And, of course, you've articulated that it's healed people in many cases. Anyway, this is a little bit of a ramble that I went on, but I just wanted to share, my perspective on music.
Excellent. And that's the beauty of it, Ian, and everyone listening, is that it's a deeply, deeply personal experience. You might hear a piece of pop music that absolutely brings you to your knees, and you play it for a friend and say, oh, you got to hear this. And they go, yeah, that's nice. And vice versa. It's the same thing. You go to a buffet, and you might be totally knocked out by the Waldorf salad, and the other person's like, no, but I'm really into chocolate.
So, yeah.
And it's okay because it's about providing a service to you for where you're at and what your needs are in this moment and what they will be in the future. And there is no right or wrong answer. There's no should have or would have or could have. It's only pure presence. It's your own authentic response. And something comes up, you ask what this is about, and you allow that to wash through, to flush, release, and transmute with the power of truth and love.
Mm. Beautiful, beautiful. Well, let's share a clip. And if you can just give the audience, the community, a little bit of guidance as to what to expect.
Okay.
And maybe in your experience, share, how to listen to this particular clip of music.
Mm-hmm. Well, in the short and easy, which is, I think, the best way to go, is I welcome and invite you to join with the music with an open mind and an open heart, to breathe in the music, to receive the love and care of each of these pieces. I've played music probably 70,000 hours in my lifetime, tens and tens and tens of thousands of hours of practice, performance, composition, experimenting, improvising. And this is an offering. The piece that I'm feeling is called Soul Joy. And this is more piano-based, piano with a little flute. And so we'll start out with something. It's got a little movement and flow. Movement and flow. Think of a stream that purifies water. After several miles in the stream, the water becomes pure. And just think of how the music cleanses and purifies. If there's anything stuck, like a leaf gets stuck on a twig in a stream, the music, the water, the waves just kind of gently wash that free and clear. So I invite you to relax and enjoy Soul Joy.
Beautiful. And I think people might be tired of me talking, but one quick question, Jim. Is there anything, if I have awareness, because I'm coming back to the way the music can release limiting beliefs and things like that, if I have awareness of an aspect of myself that I would like some additional help with, would it be beneficial if we brought that, into our consciousness while we listen to the music? That's my last question.
Absolutely.
Okay.
Invite that, the answer. You ask a question and you receive the answer, which on some level you already know the answer, and this just reinforces it. It vibrates loose. It's like a glass of bubbly water that those bubbles release and release and release, and they pop and release that information to you. So absolutely ask allow and welcome the energy of the music to just wash that free and clear. What is your heart's desire for this experience? What is your perception of a block? And just wash it free. Let it go. Let it flow.
Thank you. Ah, beautiful. Wow. Oh, there's something about that. There's something about that music that's so peaceful. And also knowing that there's this healing energy in there, and on so many levels, so many levels. Would you say that there are certain tracks? I know you've created thousands and thousands of pieces of music over the years, and you've won awards, even state awards. You won a New Mexico state award, I'm aware of. Would you say that there's certain music that you create where you get maybe the guidance to create to heal a certain aspect, or maybe you look at, right now there might be pain and suffering in certain communities throughout the world, and do you get a hit, so to speak, to create music for a specific purpose?
Yes. And with the enhancement that not trying to do prescriptive music, but music that, as you pointed out, music is the universal language, and music is a universal healing tool or resource. So to allow people to have their own unique experience through the music. And as you'll notice with the clips, there's space in the music for you and your energy field to move and dance and flow. It's not so busy that it demands your attention. It only is an offering to engage and activate your own innate self-healing powers, capabilities. Self-healing, everything occurs through self-healing. It occurs through an awareness and a willingness to move and participate and flow. Works physiologically, it works emotionally, it works energetically. When I am guided to do a piece of music, it could happen any time. I've been pulled out of bed at 3 o'clock in the morning and, walk to the studio. It's, something taps me on the shoulder and says, go in the studio, here's some music. Sometimes we do it on a full moon or a super moon. We almost always do, equinox, solstice, eclipses. Those are very, very energetically powerful times, cosmically, galactically, collectively, because there are other people in the world at that time who are honoring the solstice or the equinox. So we have the benefit of that cumulative focus and participation. The saying, the multiplication of, when we do harmonies of light, we encourage people to have friends over. You can certainly watch it yourself on a laptop with some headphones or good speakers, or if you have a family room and you can connect your laptop or AirPlay it to your big screen TV with surround sound, which is what we have at our house. It's an immersive experience. And then you get 2, 3, 4, 5 other people, 6, 10 people, have a harmonies of light gathering, and know that simultaneously in that moment, people from all over the world are in their place, mindfully meditating, co-creating the energy and the music as I play from the studio, and we live stream these wonderful harmonies of light, and I play for about 45 or 50 minutes. You see race cars, and one gets right on the other guy's bumper, and they're nose to tail, and then so if they can do 150 miles an hour on their own, you get another guy right up behind them, and now you can do 160, and then you get a third guy in there, now you can do 170. It's called drafting or slip streaming, and you break the resistance. Each each addition to that helps to break the wind resistance. And when you have multiple people meditating, you know, my vision for Harmonies of Light, can you imagine how powerful it would be to have music that's being spontaneously created, so it's live in the moment, responding energetically to each and every person in the collective that's joining in, harmonized color, broadcast over the internet, being received by laptops, phones, Roku players, you name it, 1,000 people, 10,000 people, 100,000, 1,000,000 people. Can you imagine if we had, you know, tens of thousands, I dream of million or millions of people, live spontaneously in the moment, doing a meditation as the music unfolds, as the colors present and shine and offer peace, harmony, compassion, all the beautiful gifts of life, of love, of self-love, of truly being fulfilled and nurtured at the deepest possible level. That's what I get out of bed for every morning, is how can we do this? How can we do this? And Harmonies of Light is how we can do this. Music, color, intentionality, participation, open mind, open heart. It's actually really very simple. If we would just get out of our own way and not complicate it, it's really very simple. Imagine, you know, a collective meditation where you have tens of thousands of people meditating and receiving the music and color. Just feel into how absolutely profound that would be. That's how we achieve the tipping point. That's how we achieve, you know, the new earth that we all envision and desire to live in. That's how we can do this. As a group collective, supporting, nurturing, and encouraging ourselves and each other. It's really very easy to do with the internet and with live streaming. We invested heavily in the studio. We do broadcast quality, you know, streaming movie quality, you know, you name any of the big movie carriers, our broadcasts are of equal quality, stereo, almost CD quality music. Get some good speakers with, you know, subwoofer and bass, and receive the frequencies and immerse yourself in the colors and connect to that energy with people from all over the world. Our largest group, we had over 1,000 people from about, 35 countries. Back a while ago. Just imagine how absolutely beautiful that would be to participate in that, and how much that helps people for that hour. And then you bring that vibration back to your families, to your friends, your neighbors, and then, you know, we do them at pretty much every month, and just keep gathering and adding people, and that's how we can do it. And you don't have to leave your house. You can do it from the comfort of your home.
Beautiful. And we'll be sharing.
Have your kids, your pets, you know. People write to me and say, oh, my pets, you know, my cat who's like really antisocial comes in and curls up in front of the TV and just stares at it, you know.
Well, there's a reason for that. Yeah, we'll be sharing and showing people a little bit more about Harmonies of Life in just a while. Let's do another clip. But before we do a clip here, I've got a question from Dawn in Waterloo in the United Kingdom. And Dawn is asking.
Hi, Dawn.
She says, do you have a piece of music that works to alleviate generalized anxiety disorder? And so with her question, my piggyback question would be, is there specific music for specific quote unquote issues, or can all music, you know, work to dismantle the issues?
Excellent question. Thank you, Dawn. And Ian, thank you for refining that. The answer is yes and yes. music itself is, as you already shared, the universal healer. How we receive that is unique to us. There were there was a study done where they basically took, you know, the primary, you know, a dozen or so emotions, anger, fear, hate, you know, joy, and they found musical styles that fulfilled that. And you've heard me refer to soundtrack, a movie soundtrack, a cinematic soundtrack. There's an energy, there's a scene, it's a romantic scene. Well, there are styles of music that evoke those emotions. Suspense, you know, the Jaws, dun-dun, dun-dun. So you hear that and you are automatically, you get kind of like an insight as to what's about to happen. You know, is this low, well, you know, what does that evoke, you know, rhythmically and sonically, tonally. So in the music pieces that I do, and you'll notice that them are really quite, you know, 20, 30, 40 minutes long, because you want to have that immersion. You want to be able to immerse, you know, rather than a 2, 3, 4 minute thing and then it's over and done. Right. It's a story. It's an evolution. It's a progression. So the next, in response to Dawn's question, inquiry, I think where my attention is drawn is a clip that's called Soul Heart Merge. And it's an invitation to welcome that blending and merging of the essence, the divine essence of your soul, and the divine essence of your heart, and allow them to merge where there's no competitiveness, where your soul may have its flow and your heart's maybe saying, well, I want to do that, or there may be some restriction or some uncertainty or uneasiness. Your heart may be a little protective, and this is a place where your soul essence and your loving heart merge together in this beautiful embrace. And let's experience that for the next couple of minutes. And as we did with the first clip, after the music ends, let's have 10 or 15 seconds of silence, if that's okay, Ian. You know, just a little pause to feel cellularly how there's an integration occurring with this. Thank you.
Yeah, we could stay in this space all day.
Thank you.
Yeah, you've created a wonderful, wonderful space. You know, let's do another one, Jim. Let's do another one.
Perfect. As we just spoke a little about the soul and the heart, let's do soul-mind fusion. The mind often tries to hijack your attention. It's like you go into meditate, and the mind goes, oh boy, now I can start telling my story. And so soul-mind fusion is created with that offering of allowing the mind to align with the soul in stillness and non-competitiveness for equilibrium, balance, truly an organic, natural unfolding. Wonderful. Thank you.
So now that we've heard some of the music, Jim, let's do this. Let's share with people, and I know that people are wanting to bring this music into their lives in a deeper and a more profound way for various reasons. Let's share with everyone right now what you have for your offer, which includes the music, and there's also the harmonies of light that you mentioned, but there's also something really special, which is a personal music experience. So before you take people through your offer, Jim, let me just share with everyone. Everyone, if you're on the webinar page, then just click the orange offer button underneath Jim's photograph, and that'll take you to the page that you can follow along on. In fact, on the page, there's also music clips, just shorter samples of the actual music track. And if you're not on the webinar page, you would just type in WOTA Summit, that's SUMMIT, WOTASummit.com, and then /Jim, JIM, and the number 4, and everything's lowercase. So WOTASummit.com/Jim4, and that way you can follow along visually. And there's it's really a wonderful, wonderful offer. So I'd encourage you to do that if you have a computer in front of you or a phone or a tablet. So, Jim, you have the three offers for the community today. Can you take us through them?
I would be happy to, Ian. Thank you so much. The foundation of our offering is the Celestial Music of the Soul. And these are pieces that were created, as was asked, with a mindful purposefulness for aspects of connecting more deeply and authentically with our soul. And the clips that we played so far in the call today are clips from these pieces of music. There's six, and I apologize, I forgot to get The Miracle You Are, the title, to Ian, but there are six: Galactic Soul, Soul Dream, Soul Joy, Soul Heart Merge, Soul Mind Fusion, and The Miracle You Are. Each one, as the title suggests, and as the descriptions suggest, offers a connection to, for example, your galactic soul, that essence of where all of this emanates from and where this all reaches out to, that we have access to. We're multidimensional beings, and we connect and align multidimensionally with ourselves and with others and with our lives. So galactic soul, each piece is really a celebration of an aspect of us, like a diamond with its facets. Each one is equally as important and reflects the light, and the colors shine through. So the first aspect of our offering is the Celestial Music of the Soul. Galactic Soul, Soul Dream, Soul Joy, Soul Heart Merge, Soul Mind Fusion, and The Miracle You Are. And that's available, MP3 download, so you get them right away.
Beautiful. And they're long. Some of them are almost an hour, and others are closer to half an hour. But some, like The Miracle You Are, is 54 minutes, and then also Galactic Soul is 50 minutes. So some of them are actually quite long, aren't they?
Right. And, you know, the guidance is that, you know, sometimes you really have an hour, and I really suggest after the music completes that you give yourself, you know, 15, 20 minutes or more. A lot of people will play it before they go to bed, or they'll play it, you know, before they get out of bed in the morning, and then just allow themselves to, you know, to meditate and to, you know, to bathe and bask in the vibration and frequency of the music. And then other times, you want something that's a little shorter. Each piece has its own evolution. It's a beginning, a middle, and an end. It feels complete after you listen to it. And each time you listen, that's, you know, one of the interesting things. People write to me and say, I listen to this music. I've been listening to it for months or years. I still have people that, you know, my first cassette tapes came out in 1982, Rest of Woman and Faces of Neptune. And massage therapists still play those pieces, you know, 35 years later. And they share that, you know, every time they listen to it, it touches in a different way each time, because we evolve and we receive the music vibrationally and energetically different each time. So it's music you use for months and years and years and years to come.
Beautiful. Thank you so much. So that when you listen to those, just to clarify for me, when you listen to those, you would feel into what part of your body or your soul or your being might need the restoration or the healing, and just allow it to flow over you. And as you said earlier, to allow the music to love and care for you. I think that was That was so beautiful the way you said that. Just let the music love and care for you.
Exactly. And that's, you know, the music is created with that intention, is how can I offer the most engaging, complete, nurturing, intimate experience with the music and yourself, energetically, vibrationally, connecting to, especially to nature. Being in nature, meditating in nature. Think of you know, a calm pond, and you drop a pebble in, and the ripples crisscross and overlap, and that's how you receive the music. Those waveforms continually offer themselves to rinse away any troubles and cares, and to reinforce energetically, vibrationally, energetically, just like a jump start in the battery for your car. If it's a little low, bring some energy and allow those acupuncture points to open up and let the frequencies activate and attune those areas. You know, you see the charts of, you know, the acupuncture meridians and the points. Well, draw a line between those points, and that's just like a string. It's like a string on a musical instrument, and you pluck that string, and it's a frequency. And if those points are for whatever reason, feeling compressed or condensed or congested, the music goes in and opens up those areas and allows the energy to flow. The feeling of rejuvenation after listening to the music is quite remarkable.
Yeah, so for those of us who don't care so much for needles, like acupuncture, this would also be an alternative. Beautiful.
Absolutely.
So earlier on, you spent a little bit of time speaking about the Harmonies of Light. Now it's right here as option two is the upcoming Harmonies of Light, which you have slated for the 20th of March, which is the equinox, and you went through some of the reasons why you choose these very, very powerful times, because people are gathering collectively. So, you know, with the visuals in front of everyone here, so everyone, if you're looking at the page, you'll see Jim there. I'm looking at it right now, and we've got those beautiful reds and, you know, pinkish and purple hues. And that's all live, right? As you say, that's all live. So
yes.
give us the experience again of this option two.
Yeah. Well, in the early days, you know, in the early 80s, as I was exploring sound and frequency and cymatics and, you know, connect with Peter Guy Manners, who was the collaborator with Dr. Hans Jenny, who founded cymatics, always fascinated by how profoundly music and sound works. The Secret Life of Plants, that was a study that was done where they took three plants, put it in three different chambers, and they played rock music to one, they played heavy metal to another, they played devotional metal to another. And as you could imagine, the ones that received the devotional music grew and flourished and, you know, pushed the lid off the cage. The ones that got, you know, rock did sort of okay. And the ones that got the heavy, aggressive, angry metal. And there is some wonderfully orchestral, dynamic, progressive metal that's not the, you know, the death metal, the angry, dark stuff. But as you would imagine, the ones that got the angry music, they withered up. So we're the same way. So we offer, how can we offer the greatest, most powerful and engaging experience? Color and sound. I worked with color therapists from England, and a wonderful book called Let There Be Light, Giadelli Dinshaw, spectrochrome, shining different color lights on different parts of the body. And you put green on the solar plexus and orange on the throat, and people would get well. Frequency vibration, Rife machines, Royal Raymond Rife with his Rife machines, you know, breaking up cancer cells in petri dishes. The mortality oscillatory rate is how we referred to it, is finding that vibration that, you know, destroys cancer cells without chemicals. And I have to say that if you're going through some medical situation and, you know, you want to obviously follow your doctor's instructions and things, but the music is an extremely powerful enhancement, amplifier, and harmonizer to any other modalities that you're working with. And sometimes people can use it all totally by itself. It just depends on where you're at with your process and what's going on with your body, mind, spirit, emotions, your psyche. So the picture that you see, I mean, that really says it all. That is exactly what it looks like. We have four cameras in the studio, an overhead, one on the side, a crane camera. We have one down underneath where the colors are, and then we have one, this is the camera four shot. And as I play live, JC, my son, switches cameras live, you know, creatively, artistically. Sometimes you see my fingers wiggling on the keyboards, and sometimes it's a color bath for several minutes, or a blend, an evolution, a flow. It's an amazing, amazing experience. And you're connecting with people live in the moment from all over the world. It helps you clarify purpose. You ask your questions. You receive your answers. Deep, deep meditation. The beauty of music, you know, meditation, the mind, you know, we talked about the mind tries to take over and hijack, and your mind wanders. But with music that you've not heard before, something live, spontaneous, where actually your energy is part of the co-creation of the feel of the music, you tend to be much more present because you're not tuning it out. If it's a piece of music, you know, Happy Birthday, well, I've heard that 10,000 times. I know right where that's going. So you tune it out. But with this, it's like people write to me and they go, I actually knew where the music was going. I never heard it before. It was a brand new original. Each piece is brand new and original for each Harmonies of Light. But because you engage on such a deep cellular level, you already have a feeling of where it's going, where it's gonna lift and elevate or sustain, or it's gonna swoop down and do arpeggios and those piano patterns like in Souljoy, da 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 da, where it's repatterning, where it's gently releasing any stuckness, any stickiness, and that reveals the true you. Your true self. And when you experience that vibrationally, energetically, it's an amazing, wonderful experience where you have the feeling of, it's going to be okay. You know, there's a calmness, and the uneasiness rinses away, and you feel empowered that I'm here and I can do my mission in life.
Beautiful. And, you know, I think that, you know, you mentioned earlier about gifting yourself time. And I actually wrote that down because I know that's something personally I don't do enough. And so that was very, very meaningful, Jim, personally to me. So thank you for saying that. And I'm going to, you know, use that as a little bit of a springboard just to say that, you know, when you have something as restorative as this music, you know, in your collection, that I can just go to my phone or to my computer, or, you know, I just download it to my phone. That's what I always do. And wherever I am, I put my headphones on. I'm in the embrace of Mother Earth. I'm in the embrace of nature. I'm sitting under, you know, my favorite tree, and I can just spend the next 30 minutes gifting myself time. And while I'm doing that, my cells are being harmonized. I'm healing on many levels. It seems to be such a beautiful gift that you can give to yourself that often we deny ourselves the gift of time. And this is almost, you know, an excuse to give yourself the gift of time, because you've got this beautiful music that you can just, you know, be immersed in.
You're absolutely right. And as you pointed out, so many of us are giving to others first, and ourselves, if there's anything left over, then we get a little something. And this is an opportunity to make that paradigm shift, to nurture ourselves so that we can be of greater, higher service to others, because we're not depleted, that we're rejuvenated. I very much encourage people to play the music in their work environment. If you can, you know, have earbuds or headphones or a little Bluetooth speaker right at your desk. When I would do huge trade shows at, you know, like Whole Life Expo and massage therapy conventions, where you'd have, you know, 5,000, 6,000 people in a convention center with, you know, 400 or 500 exhibitors, and it's an absolute racket in there. And I would have my music playing in a nice little stereo system at my booth, and, mm-hmm. you know, have a few people or a dozen people or more standing would be talking, have a very nice, soft, intimate conversation like we're having here. And then I'd reach over and I would just hit the pause button. And it was just like somebody turned the volume of the room up double. It was like all of a sudden people go, oh, my God, I didn't realize how loud it is in here. And then I'd put the music back on softly, and it was just like somebody turned the volume of the room down. The music acts like a buffer zone mm-hmm. between you and that outside, the chaos of the outside world. And people write to me and they say, you know, I started playing your music and I used to be exhausted at the end of the day, and I'd go home and flop down on the couch and have some, you know, supper and watch TV and fall asleep. So now I'm home, I'm actually rejuvenated. I'm revitalized when I get home because they've been listening to music that is not created for entertainment or, you know, diverting your attention outside of yourself. And so much of that music is about taking you away from yourself to escape yourself. This music is about receiving yourself, to immersing with yourself. And from there, what's left is your soul essence, your divine self. Self-empowered, that's not affected by the pulls of outside. You're grounded, you're balanced, you're anchored. And one of the most profound things I'd love to share with everyone, when I was a kid, and I was probably 8, 9 years old, my neighbor across the street lost part of his leg. He was an amputee. And he shared with me, he said that he constantly was feeling the pain of, I guess it was an accident and his leg was crushed. He felt like his foot and, you know, the part that was removed was still there. It still hurt. It's called phantom pain. One of the ways that they treat that is with a device that they put electrodes on either side of the stump, and the person, the patient, can dial in the intensity and the frequency of a little electrical stimulation, and it helps to mask the pain. And what they were finding, and I saw, you know, photographs of this, that some of these people were actually starting to grow, like if they lost their arm, you know, their forearm, they'd start to grow fingers out of the stump. The electrical stimulation, the frequency, that vibration was activating rejuvenation, regeneration. If we get a cut, it heals itself. We don't pay much attention to it. Deeper cut, well, okay, you get stitches or whatever the level of injury is or dis-ease. So where along the line in our evolution did we say, okay, we can self-heal this, but we can't self-heal that? And, you know, we've all read the stories of the incurable healings for whatever reason. So I just invite everybody to maintain that open mind and that open heart to the unlimited potentials and possibilities. What is the potential available to us, and what are the possibilities that unfold from that available potential? Mm-hmm. And those are things that I still think about and embody as I do the music of how can I help? How can I help? How can I offer music that helps people come more deeply and fully integrated within themselves? That's what it's all about. It's all about you. I do this for you. I do this to offer you an alternative, a whole other opportunity to flip that paradigm to you are a beautiful, whole, total, perfect, divine, self-healing being. And as Ian pointed out, give yourself the gift of your pure presence. Give yourself the gift of you. Take the time for yourself. Go out in nature. Go by a stream. Watch the clouds. Stand out in the rain. Catch snowflakes on your tongue. Whatever it is. And connect with the, nature is immense. Nature is a miracle. And we are that same miracle. When you think of the how many thousands and thousands, tens of thousands of things go on metabolically in our bodies, in our brains, and the thought process and the balance and the liver and the lungs and the pituitary. And it's like, holy smokes, you're a miracle. I mean, you're a miracle. The fact that we're, living and breathing, it's a miracle. So don't sell yourself short. Let's not sell ourselves short to how truly powerful we are and how we can help each other along the way.
Thank you. Thank you. I wanted to also have you cover the third option, Jim, before we listen to a little bit more music. There is a third option that you're providing everyone. It's the personal music experience. So that's a very, very special offer that I know you don't offer very often. And so thank you for thank you for putting it together for this community. So tell us what that's all about, because I know there are going to be people who are very intrigued by that, and maybe you could share how having this personal music experience is unique and different for someone who actually chooses this.
Thank you. Well, it's what's a good analogy? It's the difference between just going and buying a suit off the rack and having somebody custom tailor a suit for you, or having shoes that are molded to your feet, having a meal prepared that incorporates your favorite of flavors. When I do personal music, it's a very time-consuming process. We get information, name, birth date, and your heart's intention. And I spend quite a bit of time meditating on that, contemplating on that, asking for guidance, welcoming angels and all beings of support, energies of support, connect with Native American, the elementals, welcome all the aspects who are there, who show up to help support and nurture what it is you're asking for. I ask for what will support you for your highest purpose now, in this moment, and into the future. And then I basically get out of the way and let the music flow. As we mentioned earlier, I started piano over 60 years ago. I've got tens and tens of thousands of hours of playing music. And I show up to be of the absolute highest service to you and your path, and to support and nurture, bring illumination where there may be shadows, whatever is the most appropriate and the most beneficial and supportive. And the music is done. It's about 20-ish minutes. Usually runs longer than that, but it's, you know, in that 20, 25-minute range. And it's done in my studio, which you can see the picture of. It's a full-blown, you know, major production. It's done to the standards of any of the pieces of music that you've heard clips to, any of the pieces of music that I've submitted for awards, for Emmy Award that I, you know, won a lot of years ago. And it's done to the highest production standards and the most expanded willingness to be of service for you on your path. And it's deeply personal. Connect with each other, you know, from the higher consciousness realm. That permission and participation is created, and the music flows, and is there for your offering. You receive an MP3. I do it in the studio, and I have the Harmonies of Light system running, so that as I'm playing the music, the colors are shining, so the colors are infused in the music. So when you listen to the music, you actually are accessing the vibration, the harmonics of the colors through the music.
Sounds pretty amazing. So you have your own, we have our own composition.
Correct.
That has the angelic realm, the ancients, elementals, all called in to support in the creation of this musical piece that is literally our very own, one of a kind, never to be repeated, or you know, maybe not, but certainly the music itself from start to finish would never be the same. It's completely unique.
It's totally unique.
Like a fingerprint. It's like a fingerprint, right?
It is totally unique to you.
Mm.
I ask for guidance for what key to play in, you know, intervals, chord progressions, but it's done, you know, not from this conscious compositional place. It's done from a collective embodiment of all that is, of everything that I can bring forth to be of the highest service through music for you in this unique place and time. And yes, there's choirs of angels, there's flutes and cellos and strings and grand piano, electric piano, and everything in between. There's, you know, cosmic sweeps and sparkles. There's low, deep bass. It's whatever is asking to be presented. I just get out of the way and I let the music flow, and let the music be the universal language, the universal healer. Let the music speak through the instruments. You know, literally, I cellularly merge with the keyboards. When I play, I have absolutely no, you know, conscious mind of now I'm doing this and now I'm doing that. And when the music completes and I sit in my chair in silence for 10 or 15 minutes and let this all integrate and rest in awareness, I have absolutely no recollection whatsoever of what occurred. It's just truly a vehicle of the highest service, and I'm so honored and grateful to be able to bring that forth and share that with people. It takes quite a long time to do each piece. I gotta give it the greatest amount of care and consideration before, during, and after.
Wonderful. Well, thank you so much, Jim, for your amazing offer. The music is just so transformative and healing. And so I'm just very deeply grateful that you're here on the show, firstly, but secondly, that you've presented this offer so that everyone can experience your music in some capacity, whichever capacity they choose. They can certainly experience your music in some capacity. Thank you so much. Beautiful.
My pleasure. Thank you, Ian, and your team for, you know, you make it look so easy and the pages are so beautiful and you so gracefully flow through the interviews. But that comes from years and years and years of dedication and years and years and years of working on yourself. You know, we all are working on ourselves, and what looks so graceful and flowing comes from getting down in the trenches and doing the inner work so that what then is revealed is that beautiful being that you are. And thank you for creating these summits so that people like myself and others can share what our life's path is about, so that people who resonate can experience that and go, oh, you know, I've been thinking about that. I've been feeling that. Here it is. Here he's doing this. Let me, oh, I'd love to work with sound more. Well, let me connect with Jim and see, you know, oh, maybe there's a workshop. Oh, I can play an instrument. You know, you can play instruments. There are instruments that you can play with little or no training and be presenting sound. One of the coolest things I saw way back in the early 80s were these ladies from up in Taos, and they would take balloons full of water, and they would, you know, the person would be on a massage table, and they'd put the balloon, like, on the person's chest, and then they would hum and tone into the balloon, and that, you know, the water bring this great conductivity. And I was like, wow, of course. You know, the imagination and the innovation to something as simple as a balloon full of water just brings the vibration and the energy, you know, more deeply, cellularly into the person's field. It's like, wow,
yeah.
how cool is that, and how simple, you know.
Mm-hmm.
You know.
Yeah. Well, what I would love to do is I would love to say our goodbyes, so to speak, and then end with that beautiful life of integration meditation, which everyone runs about 12 minutes. So, you know, that's what I would prefer to do. That's how I'd like
absolutely
to end it, so that we don't, you know, inject our own voices after people have had this beautiful meditation through your music. So, you know, if that sounds good to you, Jim, what I'd love to do
beautiful
is before I get that music teed up to play, do you have anything that you'd like to share with the Wisdom community, or maybe you've been prompted by your own guidance to share with the community, you know, as we prepare to embark on this about 12-minute musical meditation?
Mm-hmm. Thank you, Ian. I would like to express my deep gratitude to each and every one of you who have taken the time to join us live or on the replays. I'm truly honored and touched that you have inquired and been inquisitive and curious and listened to the music, experienced the music, feel it in your heart. I'm so ever so grateful for that. And I encourage everyone to bring music into your life from a place of mindfulness and a place of greater awareness as to the potentials and possibilities and the profundity that music has to offer. So thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you, Jim. Thanks for being here. And everyone, thank you so much for being here. We're going to play a beautiful piece called The Light of Integration. So just prepare to be transported and experience the beautiful transformative nature of Jim's music. So get into that space. We'll play it in just a moment. And I thank Divine Mother, Divine Father, Mother Earth and Father Son, all the beautiful divine beings of love, light, power, and service, the ancient ones, for bringing us all here together today. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Much love to you all.